Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Oh, we're off and running once again. How's everybody feeling? How was everybody's day today? I feel like I saw more people yesterday walking around, random strangers, with smiles on their faces, and I feel like it was the bond of Knicks basketball. Hey there, off and running on this now Friday morning. It is Gordon Damer with you here on The Fan. The telephone number, of course you know, 888-808-1019. You can find me on Twitter, at Gordon Damer, on X, whatever you're called these days. You can find me on the old TikTok, at Old Man Radio. And I want to start with a question. Because it's now been, what, about 24 hours since the Knicks took Game 4 of the NBA Finals and the miraculous comeback, winning it 107-106 to take a 3-1 lead and put themselves on the cusp. One win away from their first championship in 53 years. And I want to start with a question, and that question is, how many times today in the last 24 hours do you think you've watched OG Anunoby and that play? It's almost impossible to know for sure. I want to say, and I spend a lot of time on social media. I'm a lurker. I'm not always a poster. I'm a lurker, especially on TikTok. Very rarely do I post anything on TikTok. It's usually not sports related. It's usually just life related. But spending the day on TikTok, I spent more time on TikTok today watching the reaction videos. And so often, you know, that's kind of been a trend recently of watching reaction videos. Some are authentic. Some I feel like are a little bit staged. But usually those reaction videos, the joy, the thrill, the ecstasy of the win, you know, you can appreciate it, but you don't get to experience, it's not your team. You know, it might be fun to watch people losing their minds, especially the Cowboys, when the Cowboys lose and people destroy their televisions. That's all. I enjoy that. I'm not going to lie. I'm petty. But today I spent more time on TikTok watching people's reaction videos. People in houses, people at the garden, people at watch parties, people at bars. I saw one on an airplane. There was one on an airplane. It was in the middle of the night. I don't know where the flight was flying to. But you see, everybody's got their TV ups, except one guy. One guy was watching Avatar. Very strange. But everybody else was watching, and everybody's got the blinds down. It's in the middle of the night. A lot of people are sleeping, and then all of a sudden, the plane erupts when OG Anunoby, out of the sky, comes and tips it in. So if I had to put a number on it, I would guess I had to watch that video a million times today. It seems technically impossible. I realize, how could you watch it a million times? It feels like in the last 24 hours, I have watched that play a million times, and every time, it's just as good. It's like a drug. You know how they say if you do drugs, that first, you're always chasing that high? I feel like I'm chasing that high while I'm still getting that high. Does that make any sense? It is absolutely incredible. And to see the way the Knicks bring us together in this city, we already knew it. I pointed this out before. What this Nick run has shown is just how preposterous the idea was a few years ago when Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving went to Brooklyn. And people floated the idea that the town was going to turn into a Brook. They were going to switch the allegiances of the town. People were going to become Brooklyn Net fans. And it was ridiculous at that time, in real time. This is not one of those hindsights where you look back, you're like, you know what? That was probably unrealistic. No, in real time, it was unrealistic. And what you get to see now is that anybody who said that, and social media is forever, you should make note of anybody anywhere who told you that the Nets were going to take over this town, because those people's judgment cannot be trusted. Just look at what you would have to take over. Look at all the people who are every race, every denomination, everybody is gathering, and the one thing they have in common, tall and short and man and woman, they just love the Knicks, and they were just thrilled watching that comeback and watching that win. Not just at the Garden, not just outside the Garden, not just in Manhattan, every borough. I don't know if I saw any from Staten Island, but, I'm saying everywhere else, there were watch parties. I kid. But it was an absolutely amazing moment. And I really do feel like I've seen that video roughly a million times in the last 24 hours. That's how good it was. And it's going to be a moment that we said it in real time. Where were you when? And, you know, in this day and age, I feel like when I was growing up, there were a lot more where were you when, right? We had a lot more. We didn't have as many options. We didn't have as many different things pulling us in different directions. It doesn't feel like there's that many things anymore that bring us all together. But that's what the Knicks did last night. The Knicks brought us all together, and we all enjoyed in that celebration. Now, it's not over. There's still one more win to get. But it feels like, in a way, you know, in 94, which I go back to with the Knicks, when they went up 3-2, you were hopeful that they were going to be able to get one of those two in Houston. Obviously, they did not. This time around, it feels almost inevitable. And even as a Knicks fan, who I am, I've got the scars, man. I've lived the life. I've got it for 40 years of watching this organization where when things are good, they're bad, and when things are bad, they're worse. But it feels like, man, this is different. I don't want to celebrate early. I'm not going to get over my skis on this type of thing. It's 3-1. We're on the verge. It feels like it's going to happen, and when it does, we will have the rest of our lives to celebrate it. But watching that last night, it really kind of, this might sound overdramatic, it kind of gave me more faith in humanity. It always, you know, with social media nowadays, it feels like we're always at odds with each other. Everybody's got a different opinion. We're all attacking this thing or that thing. Things in the news, things here, things there, locally, nationally. To watch everybody come together, man, and just watch them celebrate in that moment. And watch the different videos of people. There were videos of people watching people in another building in Manhattan celebrate. They didn't even know them. And they're watching them dance around because of the Knicks. It really did kind of reaffirm my faith in humanity to a certain extent. And that's a lot to ask in this day and age. But that's the power of sports, and that is the power of the Knicks. So 888-808-1019, the telephone number. Also, a couple of things. Have we come up with a name for the play yet? Is it just, I think, you know, it's kind of wild that OG has played as much and has accomplished as, you know, he's already a champion. He's been in the league for a while. I don't even know if you necessarily even need to have a name for that play. I feel like if you just say OG Anunoby, everybody is going to know that play. Hey, you don't have to come up with a name. You know, I said last night, it felt like the hand of God. I've seen people say just the tip. Just the tip. Just the tip, just for a second, just to see how it feels. That's a little wordy. Maybe just the tip is better. But you will obviously see pictures of that, portraits of that, tattoos of that. I saw a guy riding, maybe it was AI slop, I don't know. I saw a guy riding a bicycle today, someplace.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And it was the number 29 on the back, and the name was Comeback. So somebody was rushing out already to buy a Knicks jersey with the comeback from 29 down, as we now are one win away. 888-808-1019, the telephone number, 888-808-1019. Let's just get some calls in here, man, because the Knicks just bring us together, man. So I'm here for you tonight. That's what that's what this is about until 5 o'clock. Here we go. Let's start things off with Sean is in Stamford, Connecticut. Sean, you're first up on the fan.
Hi, good evening. How are you?
I'm good, Sean. What you got, pal?
Well, a couple of things came to mind that this reminds me of the Knicks. Reminds me of the 1996 Yankees in one sense, how they were not favored against Atlanta. And, of course, we know what happened there.
Mm-hmm.
And the Knicks were sort of in the same boat. Now, if you look at this compared to the New York Rangers in 94, they also went 54 years before they won.
Mm-hmm.
And now the Knicks are on the verge of doing the same thing here, of course, a year sooner.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, absolutely. And look,
and also, can I add one more thing?
Yeah,
give
me one more. Sure.
Sure, I'm sorry. And that was, you mentioned the play. How about the flip play by Jeter? We know it as the flip play. It doesn't have a nickname. It's just the flip play.
Well, look, but Jeter's done, and look, this is not to take away from OG, but Jeter's done so many things. You do say the flip play. Like, you can't just say Jeter and people think about that play in the first round of the playoffs against the Oakland A's. You know, with OG, I feel like, and maybe this is just being a prisoner of the moment, like I always complain about everybody else doing, it just feels like OG Anunoby is going to be asked about that play for the rest of his life. How could he not be? And this is what gets the credit for this group, because what Jalen Brunson has done and what these guys have done with this, we've always said it as Knicks fans, if anybody were ever to win here, if you were ever able to do it in New York with the Knicks, it would be unlike anything else. There's no comparison, man. And there's been tons of superstars who had the ability to come to the Knicks. Before Leon Rose got here, that was the Knicks' approach, to just attract a superstar. Hope a couple of guys will come here and kind of save you from yourself. And there are plenty of guys that got rumored to come here. There are plenty of guys that could have come here. And they could have maybe been experienced. It would have felt different because this group is just different. But they could have gotten to experience what this Knicks team has done. And I would say, you know, because we're Knicks fans, I don't think that this is repeatable. This will be one of one. I don't really think that what the Knicks are doing, you could ever find in another sport, in another team. The fact that this is a fan base in such a, you know, as I always say, the center of the known universe, the New York Knicks in Manhattan, of all places, a team that has the overwhelming number of fans in a major sport, has had the drought that they have had for this length of period of time. It's almost impossible to find another comparison to it. There's so much that goes into it. And if they get one more, if it's on Saturday, if it's in game six, if it's in game seven, doesn't matter to me. Just get it done. That's all I need. Because if you don't, I might be broken. I don't know that I'll be able to go on. But man, oh man, this is just incredible. And last night's, this is what sports and sports fandom is not a fair deal. You give a whole lot more than you get. But man, oh man, when you get it like last night, it comes back in major numbers. 888-808-1019. Let's go out to Sean is in Jersey. Sean, next up on the fan.
What's good, Gordon? How are we doing tonight?
Hey, Sean, what's going on, man?
I'm doing all right. Honestly, that was the craziest comeback I've ever seen in my life in basketball combined. And I was watching it with my father, and when he was watching the first half, he was not too pleased with how they were going. And then next thing you know, they started coming back and like making their shots because the Spurs were missing. And that was just like crazy, crazy, crazy.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. The Knicks' performance is the one that, to me, gets the most mention. But, yeah, absolutely, the Spurs the way they just made so many mistakes that allowed that to happen. They have to now own that. They have to now wear that. And if they go on and lose this series for Victor Wembanyama in a sport where everybody's always worried about legacy this and legacy that, this is going to be a part of his legacy for a very long time until he wins.
Yes, it is. And I have one to share this thing. I know it's the right time. I should do it. But for that, they kind of made me a little bit of a Knick fan.
They made you a little bit of a Knick fan?
Yeah, I think so.
What were you before?
Well, because I know I used to watch them growing up. Uh-huh. But the thing was, like, I kind of stopped watching basketball because I couldn't understand it. I mean, I was young at the time. I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
But now I'm starting to get used to it. Well, obviously, my older brother, he knows basketball more than I do. So I only know it because I played the video games, obviously. So, yeah, that's how I got
Look, the Knicks have already had, and Sean, thanks for the phone call. Knicks already have a stranglehold on the fan base here. You know, one of the videos I watched today, and it just kind of goes back to this whole idea of the Brooklyn Nets somehow taking. They had a watch party in Brooklyn. What do they have? What do they call that structure thing that the people were all jumping off of when they built it? I don't remember what they call it. It's not the sphere, but it's something like that. What do they call that thing? The vessel? I don't know. But it was right next to that structure that they have there. And the Knicks, they own the city. They own the city. So as much of a stranglehold as they have, yeah, of course, they're making new fans. You don't think young kids who are on TikTok as much as my old rear end is are watching this and think to themselves, man, I want to be part of that. I want to be a fan of that team. I want to be a fan of that. I want that to be part of my sports identity. And that's what sport, when you root for a team, that is part of your identity. And for a long time, that identity was for Knick fans. It was part of your, it was almost like part the family traits you get that you wish you could change. Yeah, I got my dad's nose, I got my mom's feet, you know what I mean? Like, that's what the Knicks were for a very long time. But now we are on the cusp. We are on the cusp of something truly special. And the play last night, the comeback last night, this is something that we will be talking about for the rest of our lives. Knick fans will, if you're one of those verified Knick haters out there, or one of those 11 Brooklyn Net fans, I would just say you lost. I would just say you lost. You thought you were going to be able to go your entire life being able to just trash the Knicks and make fun of them. And look, you had a good run. It's 50. I don't know when you came into it, but if you go back to the championships, wherever along the way, you had multiple decades of being able to punch at the Knicks and have them be the punchline. But you messed up. You picked the wrong side. What do they say? You're on the wrong side of history. You will be on the wrong side of history when it comes right down to it, because the Knicks are on the verge of a championship. 888-808-1019, the telephone number. Liam is in Sullivan County. Liam, what's going on, my man?
Hello, Gordon. Okay, so I know, firstly, what you're talking about OG Anunoby at that play.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in my mind, I think from the positive plays in Knicks history, that's probably the most iconic in Knicks history.
Oh, absolutely.
From before and going forward. OG Anunoby himself, I look at him as, maybe he's not the most talented guy on the court, but he's probably the most loved Knick. I mean, you look at, you know, the 90s team and we think about Charles Oakley. Charles Oakley wasn't the greatest player,
mm-hmm.
but everyone loves Oak. So that's the way I think going forward we're all going to look at OG Anunoby. But that being said, I think that it's great that we're celebrating the way we are, and we really should be. But job ain't finished.
That's no, what we used absolutely. To say.
You know, we still got to go in there.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, and as much as well as the Knicks played, you know, would it have been possible if the Spurs didn't beat themselves up? And, if you know, they're going to come, you know, as they come out, as they did in the whole series, you know, with fists, you know, throwing punches, trying to, you know, with the scoring. And the Knicks have been slow throughout the series out of the gate. So So if we really want to, you know, close this out, I think the Knicks really got to figure out how to you know, come out with guns blazing and match them pound for pound, punch for punch out of the gate.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, look, it's part of the story of this series has been the fact that the Spurs have had a double-digit lead in every first quarter in every game so far, and the Knicks have been able to come back and win three of the four. But, yeah, look, I completely agree. The job's not done. And let's just be honest with each other. The greatest accomplishment that this Knicks team can have is one win away. We will all agree. Nobody can disagree with that, right? If for some reason they were not able to get that done, and I don't think that that's going to happen, but if they weren't, that would be the lowest point in all of our Knick fandom. And as much as I'm talking about the Knicks winning brings in new fans and grows the fan base, I'm telling you right now, if for any reason the Knicks were to lose this series, I think it would break a lot of us. I think that a lot of us would just give up. Because this feels like a team of destiny. It feels like that it's finally their time. So they got to go get it done. It's not, job's not done, as you said. But it's just one win away. It is one win away. 888-808-1019, the telephone number, 888-808-1019. Coming up, more of your phone calls on the Knicks win from yesterday in Game 4. We'll look ahead to Game 5, what the Knicks got to improve upon moving forward. Lots to do. Lots of Knicks, but some other stuff tonight as well. As we take you up until 5 o'clock in the warm-up show, we're just getting started. It's Gordon Damer, your overnight oasis, right here on The Fan.
On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake. To find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Bomani Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.